Local LLM launchers and tooling advances. The ecosystem for running large language models, LLMs, locally continues to mature, with new utilities making it easier for developers and enthusiasts to experiment with and deploy models on their own hardware. A notable development is the Llama Server Launcher, which brings a much-needed graphical interface to the llama.cpp backend. This Python tool, with a focus on CUDA acceleration, offers tabbed controls for model selection, GPU tuning, including flash attention and tensor split, chat template management, and environment variable configuration. Its cross-platform support, Windows and Linux, auto detection of GPU system details, and script generation for both PowerShell and Bash address many pain points for users who previously juggled scripts and configuration files. Community feedback highlights how such launchers bridge the gap between user-friendly interfaces like LMS Studio and the granular back-end control of tools like TextGenu. While some users noted minor compatibility issues on certain platforms, the consensus is that these utilities significantly lower the barrier to entry for local model experimentation and performance tuning. On the deployment side, Dockerized solutions for MCP, Model Context Protocol, servers are gaining traction. A recent image provides a composable MCPO server that proxies multiple MCP tools behind a unified OpenAPI endpoint using a straightforward config file format. While some confusion remains about distinctions between this and the official MCPO Docker image, the underlying trend is clear. Modular, protocol-driven orchestration is becoming the norm for local AI infrastructure. Apple Intelligence and on-device AI models. Apple's move to expose its on-device Apple Intelligence model to developers marks a significant inflection point in the local AI landscape. While details remain sparse, early reports suggest a small language model, estimated between 0.5b and 3b parameters, capable of text-only tasks, short responses, structured output, and tool calling. Community experiments highlight the iPhone's surprising capability as a local inference server. With one developer running a web server on an iPhone SE 2 for text extraction tasks. Such anecdotes underscore the growing feasibility of edge AI, where privacy, latency, and offline operation are prioritized over sheer model size. The strategic rationale behind Apple's focus on smaller, efficient models is also coming into sharper relief. Rather than chasing frontier-scale models like ChatGPT, Apple appears to be betting on commoditization and hardware-software integration, aiming to make AI a seamless, privacy-preserving feature across its ecosystem. This approach may limit raw reasoning power, but aligns well with real-world use cases where data never leaves the device. Local LLMs in web applications and privacy regulations. The intersection of local LLMs and web applications is being shaped by both technical and regulatory pressures, particularly in Europe. Developers integrating LLMs into SaaS products are finding that local or self-hosted models are often the only viable option for handling personal data, given the lack of data processing agreements from even European providers like Mistral AI. Typical setups involve renting dedicated GPU servers, running quantized models like Mistral Small 3.2 Instruct, and queuing user requests to balance throughput against hardware constraints. Batching requests can improve efficiency but is limited by VRAM and context window sizes. Use cases range from extracting structured data, like JSON rules, to tool calling within Model Context Protocol, MCP-based designs, highlighting the importance of both flexibility and compliance. The community consensus is that despite some performance trade-offs, self-hosted LLMs are increasingly practical for privacy-sensitive applications, especially as infrastructure options, ranging from scalable GPU VMs to managed inference, continue to proliferate. Claude-powered artifacts and workflow innovations. Anthropic's Claude platform is blurring the lines between AI-powered coding assistance and application hosting. The latest feature allows users to build, host, and share interactive Claude-powered apps directly within the Claude interface. No deployment or API key management required. Apps authenticate users via their Claude accounts, with usage billed to each user rather than the app creator. This artifact approach enables rapid prototyping and sharing of tools such as NPC-powered games, personalized tutoring platforms, and data processing utilities, all orchestrated by Claude-generated code. For developers working with Claude, context management remains a key challenge. The new CodePack CLI tool addresses this by packaging entire code bases, including directory structure and all files, into a single document for Claude to process. This helps mitigate the notorious context fragmentation issue, where LLMs lose track of project-wide structure when fed files piecemeal. While some users point out that Claude Code and GitHub integrations already address parts of this workflow, CodePack is especially valuable for private or locally hosted projects. Local voice assistants and multimodal models. Building robust local voice assistants is becoming more accessible, but remains a complex engineering challenge. Community recommendations emphasize lightweight Python toolkits, e.g., tkinter for GUIs, GTTS-PX3 for speech synthesis, combined with local LLM backends like Olama, which supports efficient model serving and tool calling. For users with modest hardware, smaller models, 3B-7B parameters, strike a good balance between responsiveness and capability, though tasks involving rich media processing may require larger models and more resources. A notable development is the anticipation of Unmute, an open-source project promising improved local voice assistant capabilities. The emphasis on tool calling, where the assistant can invoke external APIs or perform actions, reflects the field's shift from pure conversational agents to practical interactive helpers that can manage tasks, process media, and even offer emotional support. On the multimodal front, Google's Gemma 3N E4B model brings efficient open-weight multimodal capabilities, text, audio, vision, to low-resource devices. Innovations like selective parameter activation and the MATformer architecture allow the model to run with a memory footprint comparable to a 4B parameter model, despite containing 8B parameters. This design enables flexible deployment and customization, further democratizing advanced AI capabilities for edge and embedded applications. AI in production, risks, realities, and developer workflows. The allure of AI-generated code for production applications, especially for organizations with limited technical resources, remains strong, but the risks are substantial. A discussion among media professionals considering AI-driven development highlights several pitfalls. AI-generated code often lacks security rigor, is unpredictable in failure modes, and can be difficult for non-developers to debug or maintain. While modern content management systems, CMS, can abstract away much of the complexity, reliance on AI for custom code, patching, or workflow management introduces significant vulnerabilities, particularly for sites that handle sensitive data or require strong SEO performance. The consensus among experienced practitioners is clear. AI coding tools can accelerate prototyping and automate routine tasks, but they cannot replace the expertise needed for secure, maintainable, and performant production systems, at least not yet. For non-developers, sticking to well-supported CMS platforms and avoiding custom AI-generated code is the safest approach. Open-source tooling and documentation trends. Open-source infrastructure for AI development is evolving rapidly. Projects like Supabase and Jetify's AI framework for Go developers illustrate the trend toward unified idiomatic APIs that abstract away provider-specific quirks. Jetify, for instance, offers a common interface for language models, embeddings, and image generation across multiple providers, with robust error handling and strong typing for the Go ecosystem. This reduces friction when switching providers or integrating new modalities. On the documentation front, teams are migrating from static site generators like DocuSaurus to frameworks such as Starlight, built on Astro, to achieve more flexible, open-source, and visually appealing documentation experiences. These shifts reflect a broader prioritization of developer experience, maintainability, and community contributions in the AI tooling landscape. Reasoning benchmarks, model scaling, and research skepticism. Recent debates around LLM reasoning capabilities have been reignited by a widely discussed Apple paper that challenges the current scaling hypothesis for reasoning tasks. Critics, such as Gary Marcus, argue that the seven main rebuttals to the paper fail to address its core findings. LLMs, even at massive scales, often falter on problems that require compositional reasoning or strong memory. The analogy drawn is apt. Just as calculators outperform humans in arithmetic, AI systems should, in principle, surpass us in mechanical reasoning. Yet, persistent failures on tasks like the Tower of Hanoi suggest fundamental architectural limitations. This skepticism is echoed in practical experiments. For instance, efforts to solve complex text decoding riddles with local models, up to 32B parameters, often hit context window or reasoning bottlenecks, with only the largest Qwen-35BA22B managing a successful decode. Similarly, users report that distillations of large models, like DeepSeek R1528Qwen-38B, can become trapped in endless loops when tackling algorithmic problems, despite fast inference speeds. These anecdotes reinforce the need for both architectural innovation and more nuanced benchmarks when evaluating reasoning in LLMs. Specialized models and domain-specific performance. The emergence of highly specialized LLMs is yielding tangible benefits in niche domains. DeepMind-1, a Web3-focused model built on Qwen-332B, is cited as outperforming mainstream models like GPT-3 and Grok-3 in decentralized finance, DeFi tasks. Users report superior comprehension of tokenomics, accurate contract logic, and factual recall on crypto topics, a testament to the value of domain-specific training and fine-tuning. In the code generation arena, Apple's DiffuCoder 7B CPGRPO demonstrates the power of reinforcement learning via coupled GRPO to boost benchmark performance and reduce decoding biases. A single epoch of post-training on 21K code samples delivers a 4.4% gain on EvalPlus and more robust generative behavior. This underscores the rapid progress in both model specialization and training recipe refinement. Local AI adoption and the shift from cloud. A growing cohort of users are moving away from cloud-based AI toward local offline solutions, driven by a desire for control, privacy, and predictability. Tools like Jan, an offline ChatGPT alternative powered by Llama.cpp, make it easy to run models locally with minimal setup, offering an OpenAI-compatible API and integration with popular tools. While local inference still trails the cloud in raw power and convenience, the trade-off for privacy and autonomy is increasingly attractive, especially as local RAG, retrieval-augmented generation, and AI-enabled NAS devices become more user-friendly. The local-first movement is not without hurdles. Hardware limitations, model quantization trade-offs, and context window management remain active challenges. However, the continued evolution of launchers, orchestration protocols, and efficient model architectures signals a future where powerful AI is not just centralized, but truly personal and under user control.